producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Live from an undisclosed bunker, broadcasting from the hottest city on the planet, it's the Steve Sanchez Show. Caution, you're about to enter the show that brings you real, raw, relevant truth. Brace yourselves, because here he is now. Constitution in one hand, and Bible in the other, and proudly unapologetic. Our host, Steve Sanchez.
Thank you, Greg Gerringer. Welcome to the show, Sunday night, baby. Steve Sanchez Show live, coming to you from our flagship, AM 720 KDWN. Glad to be here with you. Glad to be surviving. I'm sure all of you feel the same. There's been chaos, needless to say, in the last few days, and we're going to break it down tonight right here on the Steve Sanchez Show. A little housekeeping. If you want to weigh in on the conversation, you can do so by calling 877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383. And, of course, you can go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. You can drop your Facebook comments and your tweets right there at the website. So let's just get into it, friends. War has been declared on America. Now, I think anybody that has any intellect higher than 5 understands this, that war has been declared. Now, I know the media is going to tell you something different, but we are in war, and the terrorist attack in San Bernardino proves that, doesn't it? Doesn't it prove that? Now, if that doesn't prove that, I don't know what will. Because the truth of the matter is that we are going to continue, unfortunately, to have this type of chaos. Now, some won't want to say that openly in the media because they don't want to have a panic. They don't want to have fear out there in the American public. I'm not telling you to make you go into hiding. I'm telling you that you need to be cautious and you need to be prepared because, unfortunately, we have demons out there perpetrating evil. Who are these demons? A.K.A. radical Islam. Yeah, I'm one of the few in media that will say it. Radical Islam. Now, when I say radical Islam, am I talking about all Muslims? Of course not. I mean, how stupid are we to believe that because we say radical Islam, we're lumping all Muslims together? But of course, you have those that have no education. You have those that have no common sense. You have those that have never read a book in their lives that will tell you that if you say radical Islam, you're somehow coming against all Muslims. Couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth. Now, let's break it down. We have a husband and wife who conspired in San Bernardino. They conspired faking friendships with their coworkers for the sole purpose of eventually killing them to somehow uplift their demonic religion. And make no mistake, friends, it's a demonic religion. Now, that's not popular to say. I can promise you that many on Fox News won't say that. I can promise you that CNN's not going to say that. MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, Headline News, my God, even The Blaze won't say that. They won't say it. No one wants to use the word demonic. We'll use the word radical Islam, but we won't tie that word with radical Islam. Why shouldn't we? Because are you going to try to tell me that what was perpetrated in San Bernardino wasn't straight out evil? Of course it was. Here we have a husband and a wife. Here we have, really, a guy that has the American dream, $70,000 a year on taxpayers' dollars, you know, working for the government, has a little home in San Bernardino, goes over to the Middle East and picks himself up a wife, burqa wearing and all, who's a radical herself, you know, living amongst friends, so to speak, befriending people. I mean, my God, even the co-workers gave his wife a baby shower. the sickness, the filth, the vile, the disgusting thought of literally sitting there eating cake and ice cream, opening gifts for your baby, all along preparing for the day that you go wreak the havoc that you did. Now, obviously, both of them are dead and burning in hell as we speak. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a little too non-politically correct for you that I said they were burning in hell? Would you like to tell me where else they are? They're not at Nordstrom shopping, and they're certainly not in heaven. Oh, Steve, don't go on to this heaven and hell. Oh, but I will. And if you don't like that conversation, I got news for you. Go change the channel and listen to Bill Cunningham. He's the new Jerry Springer now. Go listen to him, and you can get all your pop culture fluff. But here, you're going to hear the truth. Tonight, you're going to hear the truth. See, I haven't been on the microphone for a few days because, you know what, I was sick with the flu. But I'm here now, and I'm back, baby, and I'm going to tell you the truth. The whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and you got it, so help me God. So you've got this couple who's been preparing and planning. Now, the media is already trying to tell you something different. This is how sickening and disgusting the media is. CNN's over here asking that, well, maybe possibly it was the Christian that was the co-worker that was sharing his faith that pushed this man over the top and maybe caused him to do this heinous act. You know, because CNN's a bunch of sickos. Oh, they are. You're not going to tell me they're sickos. They're sickos. CNN's a bunch of sickos. The liberal left are insane. I don't know how to say it. My wife and I were talking about this the other day. We were up in Flagstaff, and we were sitting in bed talking about the liberal left. Look, with all due respect, if you're a liberal and you continue to keep voting liberal and you continue to keep cheering on Hillary, you're sick and you need help. And trust me, Prozac's not going to do it. You know what's going to do it? Laying hands on you and delivering the demons right out of you. That's what's going to do it. So we've got CNN asking the widow if her Christian husband provoked the terror attack. The nerve of CNN. I would love to be a guest on CNN. I would love to be there. Now, they had never asked me back, but I've learned. And it's been kind of my M.O. Every time I'm on national media, either it being Christian TV or secular TV, I always know I'm never going to get asked back. And that's okay. That just tells you I'm not a celebrity whore. I'm not a whore. I don't whore myself out. I go and I speak my piece. I say what I need to say. And then I leave. Thank you very much. I may have a bagel in the green room and a cup of coffee as I walk on my way out. The nerve of CNN to ask this widow who's grieving. Her husband was just killed by these demons. If her Christian husband provoked the terror attack, because apparently the psychopath, Saeed Farooq, that killed those 14 people and injured many, many more, had an argument with this man. And, of course, CNN, in their liberal thinking, want to make sure that the nasty, evil, radical Christian wasn't the perpetrator that just drove the poor, little, radical Islamist to go cause jihad. Friends, I'm opening up the phone lines. I know you want to weigh in on this. And if you're afraid because you think someone's listening to you, stop walking in as a coward. And actually start speaking up. Just maybe, if enough of us start voicing our opinions and the truth, some things will change in America. If we stay silent, like little puppies in a corner, peeing on ourselves, nothing will change in America. Oh, something will change. It'll be this kind of change that we're seeing, where everything that was good is now bad, and everything that is bad is now good. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. 1-877-497-8383. CNN has some nerve to ask the widow of one of the killed, one of the victims, if in fact her husband may have provoked this. No, not radical Islam. Not, you know, wanting to cause jihad, not wanting to change America to have, you know, Sharia law. Liberal ladies of the left, do you realize that if Sharia law becomes, in effect, the law of the land in America, which these radicals want, do you know that you're just going to have to stop going to Nordstrom's and Macy's and Forever 21 and Dillard's? Because all you're going to be sporting is a black burqa. Pretty simple stuff. I mean, it'll cost less on your shopping bill, but you're going to be treated like cattle. You're not going to be able to speak. You're not going to be able to drive unless permitted. You have no voice. Do you understand that or do you not? Because to me, it would seem the simplest educational background would understand this, that would get this. This ideology that right now is perpetrating itself in America is out to get you. I'm not going to mince words here, friends. I'm not going to pull punches. It's out to get you. It's out to get me. So what do we do about it? Well, you know what? You start absolutely, wholeheartedly embracing the Second Amendment, number one. Well, let's make that number two. You know what number one should be? We better start turning our faces back to God. Because even though the Daily News said God can't fix this, oh, friends, God can fix this. The nerve of the Daily News saying that God can't fix this. But they were quick to say, pray for Paris. But when it comes to America, where's all the Facebook profiles being changed? Where's all the pray for San Bernardino? Where is it, friends? Have we lost our flipping minds? So when I tell you that they're coming after you, you better understand what I meant. They're coming after you. Pretty simple stuff. And I know I've got calls on hold, and I think I went long. Producer Nate, am I going to break? Okay. Had to get that out, because it's just been stirring in me for days. Obviously. And then I see everybody else in the media giving their spin. Oh, we're just not going to say it's terrorism yet. We're just not prepared to say it's radical Islam yet. When I heard on the police scanner that very day that Saeed Farooq's name was mentioned out there. And then my sources in Las Vegas confirmed it for me. Oh, good Lord. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Look, friends, we're going to go take a break. Yeah, last time I checked in America, it's okay to make money. This is a listener-supported show. We don't work for the big corporate scoundrels out there that are part of the problem. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, I promise you we are going straight to the calls, and you get to have your voice heard here. Stick around.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and I've got a question for you. What would you say is the biggest asset and liability you have facing your life right now? Most people would say, my home mortgage. Well, if you had the opportunity to pay off your mortgage 5, 10, even 15 years early, and save in excess of $100,000 in mortgage interest payments, and you could do so without changing your current spending habits, would you? Most people would say yes. Well, let me introduce you into the HEAP plan. That's the Home Equity Acceleration Plan. It's designed to give you a comprehensive yet easy to understand roadmap to follow so you can save thousands of dollars in mortgage payments. The concept is simple, and it's very concise. There's other companies trying to charge you over $3,500. What we can do for you in a mobile app worth $9.95. Call right now for this free information. 888-772-2929. For a limited time, we'll have a HEAP advisor run numbers specific to your situation so you can see for yourself how many tens of thousands of dollars you can save. 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49. Steve, let's go straight to our calls. First up is Tim in Wyoming wanting to weigh in. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I appreciate listening to your program. The thing I wanted to mention was that you're talking about demons. You're talking about demons. I mean, basically, demonic possession is the reason that most evil takes place. But
right.
When we have a basically a wide open border situation in our country and a commander, a commander in chief, as one person has said. I like that term.
I like that. I'm going to use that. I'm going to steal that from you.
Yeah, well, I didn't steal it from you. I stole it from someone else. So you can
I'll borrow it.
Wasn't mine. Yeah,
I won't say steal, so that you know all our liberal friends listening in the audience and say, "Oh, look what a thief he is." We'll just say, "I'll borrow it."
Right. I'm lending it to you because he lent it to me.
There you go.
He threw it out over the air, so I'm throwing it back. So,
there you
go. What I'm saying, as far as demonic possession, essentially, when people are you're talking about the religion that's supposedly called the religion of peace, as people like to portray themselves when they're Islamic or when they're Mohammedans, one person used to say at one time, because basically they're followers of Muhammad, they're not followers of Jesus. They say they say that Muhammad is the
he's the chosen
one. Version of Jesus.
Yeah, he's the chosen
one. He's their own version of Jesus, if you want to call him that. So Mohammedans is really what they are. But when those people are talking about their particular religion being a religion of peace, the Quran itself, this is the problem. The Quran itself says that any infidel has to be killed.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. If you're an unbeliever, and I mean, sometimes they have respect for people. I've heard this term, the people of the book. In other words, people that believe in God, they believe in Jesus, they believe in the Son of God being someone other than Muhammad, because they say Muhammad is basically their version of Jesus, so to speak.
Right.
But when they say, when they're saying that you're a book believer, it's almost as though they're giving you respect for that, but they still want to kill you. They still want you to die because you don't say that Muhammad is actually God and speaking as God.
I'm glad you brought that up, because what they're really trying to do is they're trying to give you a time, in essence, to convert you to their belief system. They're respecting you, but in the process, they're trying to say, look, we're going to give you that respect, but, you know, we're the true way, we're the way, and if, you know, after a limited amount of time, so to speak, you don't come down this road, then you are our enemy according to our book, and you are dead.
Right. Now, there was a book by, I mean, it mentions basically the same thing. There was a book by Tom Clancy, and I don't remember what the name of the book was, but it was, there's one passage or one part of the book that sticks with me. There's an Islamic or, you know, a jihadist basically who becomes a member of the Secret Service, and he's protecting the president. Mm-hmm. Now, he's in the White House, and he actually has been given the go-ahead to murder the president. He's been given the go-ahead to assassinate the leader of the country. I mean, honestly, we know who the leader of the country is, but I mean, Tom Clancy is aware of this too. But for the general run-of-the-mill people, we know who really runs the country is not the guy in the White House.
The book is called Executive Orders. The book is called Executive Orders, and I know the one you're speaking of.
Right.
No, you're right on. You're an educated guy in these times, and that's rare, because no one wants to educate or read a book anymore, because they would just rather listen to the media and they hear the little, you know, 30-second fluff piece and everything's cool, and, you know, let me go watch Kim Kardashian with her butt implants. I got a bail, man. I'm up on break, Tim. But you know what? I appreciate you weighing in. Thanks for listening, bro. Call back anytime. Have a great week. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the conversation. 1-877-497-8383. Looks like Sergio in Los Angeles is gone. I think he was going to challenge me on terrorism, but that's okay. I understand. You know, Bill O'Reilly likes to talk about entering the no-spin zone. Here, baby, this is the real no-spin zone. It's like you're in the lion's den, baby. You know, you got the guts and the boldness to jump on. Let's make it happen. You've got your ideology. I've got mine. Look, I'm going to respect you just as I would ask you to respect me, but we can debate it. But at the end of the day, you're going to have a better argument than, you know, feeling sorry for these radical Islamists. And I have a feeling that that was what Sergio was going to challenge me on. Well, we'll see. Maybe he'll call back. 1-877-49-STEVE. Look, I know I got calls on hold, and I'm not forgetting you. But look, time is short. We've got a break. When we come back, we're going to touch a little bit more on this, and I promise you we'll get right back to the phone calls. Don't go away. It's 2015, and you've probably got a lot of goals and a lot of plans. But with this Obamacare hanging over everybody's head, you need to make sure you know what you're doing and how you're doing it. This is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about Obamacare, its effects, and government intervention, and I've got a solution for you. In fact, my friends at the Davis Miles Law Group have a solution for you. Founding partner and attorney Greg Miles has authored a book called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. Look, you need that book, and we're giving it to you, the Steve Sanchez Show listener, for free. Simply call 877-307-8383. That's 877-307-8383 for the free book, The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. With Obamacare hanging over your head, you need to make the right decisions for your family, your business, and your future. 877-307-8383. 877-307-8383.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Doesn't always have to hurt. Welcome back to more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back. Of course, CARE has come out with their propaganda already. If you don't know who CARE is, it's the Council of American and Islamic Relations. Now, the director of CARE came out And he's had some choice words to say. You know, I saw CARE the night it happened, and they had apparently the family member of the shooter there not wanting to take questions. Now, look, I feel sorry for the family, but how sorry do I feel for the mom and the sister who's been in that home many a times. And I'm with Donald Trump on this. They had to have known something. Call me a judger if you want. I really don't care. Because you can't tell me that you can't walk into your child's house, that small home, and know something's going on. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me you didn't have a suspicion that something was going on. So I'm with Donald Trump on this. But CARE came out, and basically, well, instead of me telling you, I want you to hear what CARE had to say. It's going to make you disgusted. It's going to make you sick. Because, again, they're trying to make you believe that radical Islam is just misunderstood. If we can run that clip.
Let's not forget that some of our own foreign policy as Americans, as the West, have fueled that extremism. When we support coup leaders in Egypt or other places, when we support dictatorships,
repressive
regimes around the world that push people over to the edge, then they become extremists, then they become terrorists. We are partly responsible. So this is...
All right, that's okay. That's all right. Here's the deal. We'll come back to that clip. You see, here's the way I look at it. When a clip doesn't want to play, trust me, friends, when I tell you this, demonic forces are really wreaking havoc today. Oh, I can attest to that, because there's been some havoc wreaked today. So that doesn't surprise me, but that's okay, because the clip will be available here in a couple minutes. Are we ready? Okay, let's roll that clip.
Let's not forget that some of our own foreign policy as Americans, as the West, have fueled that extremism. When we support coup leaders in Egypt or other places, when we support dictatorships, repressive regimes around the world that push people over to the edge, then they become extremists, then they become terrorists. We are partly responsible. So this is...
We are partially responsible. He has the audacity to say that America is partially responsible for the radical Islamist to go into that workplace while they were having a Christmas party and kill those people in the name of Allah. That's what CARE, the Council of American and Islamic Relations. Don't fool yourself. CARE has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, friends. I've said this over and over for years. Now people, I think, are starting to actually understand and get it. My God, even the FBI, is saying that Saeed Farouk, okay, passed the vetting process. So what does that tell you about the Syrian refugees coming in, friends? Does that tell you, does that make you feel a little warm and fuzzy that, you know, the vetting process works? He was vetted. But this guy ended up being an extremist. And further, the FBI is claiming that many mosques, many centers for Islam in America are definitely centers for jihad. His name is Sayhand Farouk, right? Is that what it is? Who cares? Let's just call him the demon. The demon that did this literally was vetted. He was an extremist. So it doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy. Doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy when the president says, oh, we've got a vetting process and everything will be cool. Does it make you feel warm and fuzzy, friends? How do you feel now? How about those that were supporting the Syrian refugees coming in? Do you feel as warm and fuzzy about that as you did, oh, let's say 2 weeks ago? 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the conversation. Let's go to Sahand. Okay, I know what you were doing, Producer Nate. My fault. Let's go to Sahand in Las Vegas, listening right here on AM 720 KDWN. Sahand, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
My faith, not bad. My faith comment is that his name is not Saeed. His name is Sayed Farouk.
Oh, okay.
Actually, his name is Sayed Farouk.
Okay.
And
right.
Another thing...
Who cares? Who cares? He's a demon, and he got what he deserved. Wouldn't you agree?
Of course.
All right.
Of course. But another thing that our government don't understand, mostly Arabs come here as a refugee, got a splitter cell. So if you look, he came 5 years ago, and then he activates his evil things.
Yeah. Well, no, you're right.
You know?
You're right. And I've said this once, and I'll say it 1,000 times, and I'm assuming you're Muslim, and I will say this 1,000 times. I'm not against Muslim people. I have no reason to be against Muslims. I have friends that are Muslim. So when I say radical Islam, Sahand, I'm not talking about peaceful, moderate Muslims. But I will say this.
I understand.
But I will say this, what concerns me a great deal, Sahand, and maybe you can shed some light to this. What concerns me a great deal is, why aren't we seeing more peaceful, moderate Muslims come out and absolutely just say, this is wrong, it's awful, this is not who we stand for, this is not what we stand for, but instead we have CARE saying, well, the United States is partly to blame for this. What do you make of that?
Of course, they should do that. We are in Las Vegas. I born Muslim. My mother, my father was Muslim, but I never put my foot in a mosque. I don't practice any religion. I believe in being a nice person and being nice to other people. That's it. But these people, as you know, as a Christian religion, this Muslim, they have like 5-6 different type of Muslims. So
yeah, I understand.
They are the worst one. These Wahhabi, they come from Saudi Arabia and Yazidi and Sunni. They are the ones that are radical and make everybody look bad.
Yeah, I understand, and I'll tell you, and I pray for you that you don't have anybody harassing you or you know, making, you know, accusations towards you because you are from the Middle East, because I think that's wrong, and I don't stand for that. I'm a guy that respects all colors in the crayon box, if you catch my drift. I'm a Hispanic. I just wish that we can address the evil that continues to permeate not only here, but across the globe, and we've got to have a president that is willing to say radical Islam. We have to have a president that wants to get to the bottom of these issues and take care of things, because good, honest people, not only in America, but in the Middle East, are getting beheaded. They're getting stoned to death for atrocities that really aren't atrocities. It's ridiculous. It's awful. It's awful. So, but hey, look, I appreciate you weighing in. Thank you for listening. God bless you. We've got to stand together, and we've got to continue to keep calling it as it is. And I appreciate you weighing in, Sahand. Thanks for listening. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. Here you go. Middle Eastern man saying, look, I don't support this. And he agrees that there should be more people coming out against these atrocities, this evil. It's terrible times we're living in right now, friends. Terrible times. We've got to discuss it. We've got to debate it. We've got to talk about the truth of what this is and what it's not. All right, let's go ahead and get to a couple more calls here. We've got Phil in Las Vegas, also listening here on AM 720 KDWN. Phil, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Steve? Hey, Steve, you know, CARE wants to blame America for what's going on in their country.
Of course.
Well, you know what? It's not the American people. The American people are not for what's going on in their country. It's the American politicians and business people. So let them go after them people.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you going after innocent people? You know, I had an argument with a guy at work. I work in gaming. And there was a guy from France blaming an American vet for the murder and slaughter of the people in Vietnam.
Oh,
and I had to stop the guy dead in his tracks. I says, stop blaming that man. He did what he had to do. He was forced to do what he had to do. You got somebody to blame? Blame the politicians. Don't blame
there
the person.
Go. There
because
you go.
America did not want that war either. It wasn't even a war.
Hey, exactly.
So I had to put him straight.
I'm glad. You know, Phil, man, I'm telling you, I wish people stood like you, that had boldness, that are reading, that are educating themselves, and you are unapologetically not afraid to say a truth, man. And I'll tell you, if you don't think I appreciate it, believe me, I do, but I'll tell you, God appreciates it. And it doesn't matter what other people think and believe and say, well, you Christians and you God lovers, you're crazy, you're radical Christians. Well, there's no such thing as a radical Christian, because last time I checked, I didn't see a radical Christian go into a building and blow away 14 of their coworkers.
Exactly. Exactly. You know,
all right,
and go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, what I was going to say is that these people who want to blame God-fearing people, remember one thing. Remember who created you.
That's right.
Unless you're flagellant.
Yeah. Yeah, very true, man. Well, I appreciate you, bro. I got to bounce. Thanks for weighing in. Let's jump to one more call before break. Let's go to Babar, also in Las Vegas. Babar, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing, Steve? Great program.
Very good. Thanks, man.
I got one answer on how this all can be stopped. If the American people boycott anybody who is a Muslim in regards to business, school, if there's a class run by a Muslim, is to walk out. With the respect in that, these Muslim people stop this nonsense in protecting the back half of the Quran that says death to all non-Muslims, known as the infidel. That is the only way we are going to correct this problem. The American people cannot do business with these Muslims until they go ahead and vest their cut the head off the snake nonsense immediately. If you're a student and there's a Muslim instructing that class, you need to walk out until they take the opportunity to stop cutting off the head of the snake. I think this is a proper demonstration, and it could stop the nonsense because it will stop feeding these people in order for them to stop the cutting off the head of the infidel. What do you
makes
think,
sense.
Steve?
No, makes sense. And you know what? I'll address that when we come back. We're on break. But Babar, I appreciate you weighing in. Thanks for the call. 1-877-49-STEVE. When we come back, I will answer what Babar said, and I'll explain what he's meaning by that, because a lot of people out there are going to say, oh, my God, he's trying to boycott. That's not what he said. That's not what he's meaning. So when we come back, I'm going to explain exactly what he meant and why what he said makes some sense. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the conversation. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez, and do you know in 2007, I went off to the doctor for a basic checkup, and he informed me, Steve, you got plaque built up around your heart, and you're going to need stents. I informed him, with no offense, doc, I need a second opinion. I go off to a naturopathic doctor, and he introduces me to something called Zengo. It's a juice made of the whole mangosteen fruit. You know, the mangosteen fruit has been used for centuries for healing. So, hey, what do I have to lose? I tried it. 3 months later, I go back to my cardiologist, no plaque, no stents, and I'm proud to say 7.5 years later, I'm stent-free. I want to turn you on to Zengo because it's the only true 100% mangosteen fruit juice. It's patented. In fact, the Mayo Clinic is paying attention because they're doing an extensive study because they cannot ignore all the testimonials around the world. I want to give you a free sample of the Zengo juice today. Simply call 888-309-5656. That's 888-309-5656 for your free mangosteen juice sample today from the company called Zengo.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez. Call him now at 1-877-49-STEVE.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez. The Steve Sanchez Show, 1-877-49-STEVE. To answer Babar's question out of Las Vegas, what he's meaning is that if you boycott or stop doing business with certain Muslim countries, certain Muslim industries, then what will end up happening is you'll get the peaceful, moderate Muslims to actually start saying, hey, wait a minute, we need to come out and really be outspoken about this, that we're an American citizen, and this type of ideology, we don't connect with this. This is disgusting to us. I think that's what he was trying to say, and that could work, that might not work. What would work even more is electing a president that understands the clear and present danger. That's what's going to work. And to get the American public to understand that there's clear and present danger. That is what's going to help. And third, turning to God, because God can change it all, friends. Oh, no, he can. Oh, yes, he can. Even though the daily news is trying to say God can't fix this, oh, yes, God can fix this. The question is, will he fix this? I guess that depends on you and me. Let's run to Jake in San Diego wanting to weigh in. Jake, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you.
Sure thing. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I think I have an interesting point. Is I notice a lot of people seem to be, in regards to the Muslims and the Quran, seem to be talking about that they, you know, say to kill the infidel, which mm-hmm. was definitely a good point that is worth, you know, attention. But right. Another thing that's interesting is that from what I've heard, I forget if I read it or heard it, that they also have a practice that their so-called Muhammad they can lie.
Yes.
As long as it is to, they're lying about something that pushes the Islam into other societies.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And yeah, you're absolutely correct. That's what these people did, Jake. I mean, my God, they befriended these coworkers. They gave the wife a baby shower, and all along they were planning to take them out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm thinking is, if that's their practice, the lie, you know, where the Bible, you know, teaches thou shalt not lie, and
right.
you know, love, and
right.
so the total opposite. It has to be evil. But with them practicing that it's okay to lie as long as it pushes their Muslim agenda into other societies, then how can we trust any Muslim? That's the tough part.
Hey, you know what? I got to give you the bold award tonight, because you said what no other person wants to say many a times. And I know that's a hard one to say, but you're right. How can we trust knowing that that is what they believe and that is what the Quran says? I got to move on. I appreciate you weighing in, man. Thanks for listening. One more call before break. Producer Nate, let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, welcome to the show. You got about 45 seconds, but I want you to have your voice heard.
Yeah, I just want to say everything you're saying is spot on, Mr. Steve. The thing I wanted to get across to you is that just think, though, they got the Christians getting persecuted by the Muslims and everybody's fighting about it. But just think of when two people fight, there's always a third person that's benefit.
Yeah, that's right, man. It's sad to say, but you're 100% correct. But, all we can do is continue to stand on truth, man, and not fear. In fact, Producer Nate and I, during the show, we were looking at weapons. And, yes, as long as we have a Second Amendment right, we're still going to look at weapons to protect ourselves. And you being in Texas, I'm sure you concur.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you. I got to bounce. I'm up on top of the hour news. Appreciate you and appreciate Texas for sure. No question about it. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. Friends, we're jumping up to top of the hour news, but look, I know we've got like 5 calls on hold. And I'm going to ask you to stay put, because as soon as we come back from top of the hour, and they'll probably end up playing some clips of Obama and his lame duck excuse that he gave tonight when he addressed the nation, and we'll break that down too. But I want to make sure you stay put, because when we come back, I'm going to go right to the phone calls. Sam in Albuquerque is going to be first, and then we're going to go in order. So look, have your voice heard here. We're the only talk radio show in the country that is listener supported, and that means you get to have your platform here. So stick around. We'll be right back. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you always hear me discuss the economic calamities facing America. The question I have for you is, what are you going to do about it? Do you have an exit strategy out of the Wall Street casino? Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute, they're going to blow the lid off what the insiders don't want you to know. That's right. Wall Street and the big banks have been keeping secrets from you forever, and now we're blowing the lid off what those secrets are. Call 877-983-7233 to get that free report. That's 877-983-7233. Learn the little-known IRS tax loophole that allows you to earn income tax-free. Learn what the big banks and Wall Street have been doing for years while paying you 1-2%. Pitiful. You need to take action. You need to take action now. Time-sensitive materials available. 877-983-7233. That's 877-983-7233. Look, the stock market's going to crash. We don't know when, but we can prepare you. 877-983-7233.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves, it's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone
hormone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.